Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Ambassador for Christ. Amen. And it's always an honor to be, amen, praise God, in your presence by way of radio. I thank God for Blog Talk. Amen. So I've been on it since October, I think it's the 8th, 2008. So I've been on a while. But I want to talk to you today about the indwelling of Christ. And when I began to study on the word and God began to reveal it, I say, okay, awesome. So I greet you this morning in the massive name of Jesus Christ, and by way of the Holy Spirit, I want to speak a word in season. You know, the indwelling of Christ is so important. Romans 10 and 9, it really can't speak it any better than what it is, praise God, that accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior is the most important thing we could have ever done in our lives. And so when he comes in on the scene and you make him your Lord and Savior, amen, you're allowing him the opportunity to live on the inside of you. And the Bible say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart God has risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Amen. Praise God. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And so our first step, excuse me, amen, accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And the Bible speaks about him. Amen. Praise God. So many times over and over about the indwelling of him. And in the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians, it speaks in the 5th verse for us to examine ourselves, whether be in faith, prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus is in you, amen, except ye be reprobate. And so if you don't know that Jesus is in you by examining yourself and knowing that there has been a change, rebirthing, the new birth, if you want to call it, the regeneration, the newness of the mind, of the whole attitude that you should have in your relationship with God, then you have a problem. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't want to deal with, amen, unpleasant things if we say that Christ is on the inside of us. We were never supposed to fight our battles. Corinthians, amen, it speaks about love, the 14th, I think it's around the 13th or 14th chapter, and all of these good attributes that we're supposed to have being the righteous seed of Christ. But we can't do those things not letting he dwell on the inside of us. And so in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, it says, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. You can't reveal the son of God not listening, he's in you. Even he asked Peter and the disciples, he said, whom do men say that he was? And some said Elias or Elijah, and some said other things. But Peter was a bold soldier, and he stepped up and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus did that analogy because he wanted to see what was planted in their heart. Christ that dwell on the inside of you is there working on you with your heart to prove your relationship with God. So he began to tell him, say, you're the Christ. And Jesus said, no man could know these things except it would be revealed to him by his Father. I don't know Christ but by the Father and the relationship that I have built with him throughout the years. And so we understand that Christ has to dwell on the inside of us, amen, who is our hope, amen, of glory. Glory don't come to Jesus come. Amen, praise God. Mercy is there, but it's more effective when Jesus steps in and begins to reveal himself in us. Amen. And we have the Holy Spirit and Jesus and Father God. They are one, but they're dwelling on the inside of us. That's why the scripture literally says that our bodies is the temple of the living God. And if we destroy this temple, amen, God is going to destroy us because we belong to God. Suicide is a horrible thing, and the after effects have been spoken, you know, by various people, and they have literally spoke about the outcome or what they believe that the outcomes of people are that commit suicide. And so we have to guard our temple. We have to make sure that we are taking care of it in many ways in order to have that relationship with God to remain. So the indwelling of Christ, amen, is seen in us because we have a new attitude, a new way of living. And we are totally become spiritual beings, and Christ is a spirit. God that worship, they that worship God shall worship him in spirit and in truth. So we become that spirit being, amen, that worship God, and God knows it because there's a change. Amen. Those that are in the flesh, and I don't worship God. Oh, yeah, they do that little pretending and stuff like that. But God, the worshiping of God is by the heart. Amen, praise God. And it can be revealed, amen, praise God, because you know that you have the love of God, that you're going to go around and worship God and lead others to Christ, amen, who is the hope of glory. In Colossians chapter 1 and 27. Amen. Praise God. So we as the body of Christ have to learn, amen, live with Christ on the inside of us instead of rebelling against him all the time. I did it. I knew Christ greater as he that it's in me than he is in the world. But my faith, it kicked in, but I trusted him, but there was always something going on that maybe Christ wasn't working fast enough for me, or my faith wasn't on the level where it should have been. And so it created, amen, praise God, a lot of issues for me. Amen, praise God. And so I went around mountains so many times, over and over and over again. And so I was never accomplishing anything because I was dealing with what is known in Galatians chapter 4 and 5, and you can read it at your convenience. It was known, amen, and literally understood the elements of this world. And Christians have three enemies in their life. They are in the flesh. Flesh will dominate your spirit every time. The devil, who causes and supports the flesh. What did Jesus tell Peter when Peter made a statement? He told Peter, he said, "Get behind me, Satan. But our Savior is not the things of God, but the things of man, which deals with the flesh, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life." And amen. The elements again are the flesh, the devil that causes and works with the flesh, and the world system concerning our livelihood, social and moral, should have been good values that have been corrupted. And so the Bible let us know that these elements, amen, praise God, they cannot no longer dominate us if we are of Christ. And so we have to learn to allow Christ now to dwell in us by, amen. And so you can read Ephesians 3 and 17 too. The flesh answers to itself, and it arises from the fact that our bodies, having not been redeemed, can be influenced by the flesh. But when Jesus comes in, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and we no longer look at situations in life and not understand how to resolve them. For years and years and years, I would look at the situation, but then I didn't have enough of Christ in me to understand that the battle wasn't mine. And then when I tried to pick it up, the flesh would always go back to worry and fear and doubt, and it would stress me out to the fact that my relationship with Christ was weakened, but it was there, but I couldn't get the resolution like I wanted it, because my flesh was wanting to be the dominant one when the spirit man should have consulted the spirit of the living God, so that he could guide and teach me and show me how to be quiet and walk by faith and not by sight. I was walking by sight. I let everything get to me, everything and everybody. And God had to show me the elements of the world that Christians deal with. Your flesh ain't no good thing in the flesh. That flesh will have you doing everything, lying, stealing, killing, using witchcraft, divination, all kind of fortune teller stuff, in order to appease it, in order to make it feel good as if it had accomplished something that the spiritual side couldn't do or wouldn't be allowed to do because of the fleshly reactions and how they deal with things. When we in confrontation, we go to the worldly system instead of going to God and letting them work it out. And the thing with that, it takes patience. And some of us don't have patience. I had lived in a little small town, and the neighbor on the side of me was using witchcraft on me, the Lord. And she thought she was doing everybody a favor. And I had one time invited the saints over, and I began to tell the saints what was going on. And so we started praying, and then one lady, she's a babe. And I tell her, whatever you do, don't walk in that grass over on that side where the lady lives, because she put witchcraft down. And so the woman said, oh, I'm not afraid of no witches and no warlocks. We don't supposed to be afraid of them, but we need to allow God to work this thing out. And so she walked in the grass, amen. About 2-3 months later, she had to go to the emergency room. So many problems had occurred in her leg, and she's still having those problems now. So anyway, God said, don't you fool with that. He said, don't you touch it. He said, let me handle it. And so I did. I allowed God to handle it, and his way of doing it was to wait until her appointed time to die was there, and she died. And the woman went to hell. I had seen her one time doing her wickedness, and she was on the fence line looking over into my area, and she was a monkey. She had took on the attributes of satanic wickedness, and the enemy made her a monkey, and I seen that. So we don't wait on God. And we get in the flesh, and the flesh start dominating the spirit man, wanting to be lord over it. And then Satan telling the flesh and using the flesh to help and resolve it. And you make a mess of it. You make it worse than before. The world itself is a negative system. Amen. It works with the culture. Amen. Praise God. And by the will of the devil, who literally entices us to do things that we are not supposed to do as the act of our own energy and strength is now given over to the flesh and Satan. Where he tries to weaken you by lack of faith in the word. The Bible said, I word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Then the indwelling of Christ will always give you an answer if you totally wait on him and believe him. Some things have to have patience so that it can have its perfect work and keep you from being lacking in any area of your life. Satan is the god of this world, as it is written in the Bible, and some people say, and he rules over our culture, amen, and he reigns over us through the fallen angels. And this literally causes us to be in bondage. But the Bible said we are no longer under the yoke of bondage. The indwelling of Christ that's on the inside of us has made us free. And so we're not yoked up anymore. But Christ has literally come in and destroyed that yoke, because we now no longer walk in the flesh for anything. Allow Satan to rule the flesh by fear, a doubt, and not willing to wait on the Lord. but it now takes on, whereas with Christ in us, he is a spirit, we are supposed to be a spirit being living in the spirit and believing things in the supernatural. Now, Christ on the inside of us, after we prayed, he goes in and intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit goes in after we prayed as well, and he intercedes, go in and begin to talk to Jesus, and Jesus talks to the Father for us, and then the message is relayed back to Jesus, and then back to the Holy Spirit, and he speaks to us. So because of that, us being a spiritual being, we now have a relationship that speaks nothing but truth. It don't tell you to worry when you get a problem. It prays, wait, faith it out, believe that God is capable, and you don't have to take on problems and issues in the flesh anymore. So the just shall live by flesh, and we are the children of faith and the seed of Jesus Christ. He's dwelling on the inside of us. Less mistakes will happen if we allow the Holy Spirit, if we allow Jesus to take control of our livelihood, our Christian, amen, praise God, belief, amen, and the way we should believe and the culture that we're in today, amen, praise God. These fallen angels are doing a number on us because we don't know Christ. Some of us have never picked up the Bible. We never, amen, did anything to cause a revelation to come forth and Christ to take over and begin to work on that flesh and destroy it. Amen. So Satan is there, the god of this world. Amen. Praise God. He involved himself with our social life, our moral values, and our faith, amen, so that we can, as the body of Christ, live this thing out in the proper perspective, but end up dying and killing out ourselves and family because Satan done tricked us, this flesh done tricked us, amen, praise God, to the point that it don't want to trust God. It want to say it believe God, but it don't want to trust God because it needs a right now fix. It has become addicted to the world system, and the world system is fighting it back because it didn't say it was of Christ, but then it won't let take and allow Christ to have the full course, take the reins in our lives and bring us to the fullness. Amen. Praise God. So we die unnecessary death, and Satan kills us out before our time, and we just go in a dilemma. And the Bible said, for all that the world is, amen, and what's in it, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and it is not of the Father, because true fellowship will not allow the elements, the three elements, the flesh, the devil, and the worldly system in its essence to take control. So we, amen, as the children of God, to understand that we can't participate in this world because all that is in it is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. But if, amen, praise God, of this world, the world passed away, and the lust, therefore, it will continue on as long as that the world. And so we need to not get involved in the various issues then, but we need to take and keep our focus on Christ, the indwelling of Christ and his attributes toward us and the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all of those blessed gifts that we have in order to stay a spirit being and not deal with your problems in the flesh. Have a wonderful day.